For my podcast, I decided to do research on concussions. We all know what a concussion is. You either have gotten one or have a friend that's gotten one. Concussions occur when you get hit in the head with a blunt force and your brain bounces back and forth, hitting your skull. The brain isn't made to withstand this amount of force, so The brain is part of the central nervous system. The central nervous system includes the brain and the spinal cord. Usually the central nervous system is the center of our thoughts, interpreter of the external environment, and is the origin of control over our body. When you have a concussion, the central nervous system is severely affected. When you get a concussion, your axons actually stretch and tear, and when they tear, this leads to them releasing toxins that can kill more axons within your brain. The killing of these axons can make the signal sent to your brain go relatively slower as the axons are stretched or destroyed, preventing some of the messages from getting through. This affects the central nervous system by making it move much slower, confusing our thoughts, and making it harder to interpret the external environment. When you get a concussion, some symptoms can appear within minutes, such as nausea, vomiting, headaches, sensitivity to light, and sound. The prognosis in concussions is, in most cases, they last about 1 to 2 weeks, depending how severe they are. Although some systems, even after the concussion is treated and it has dissipated, can stay. Although there are several stages of concussions, there are three of them. There's mild, moderate, and severe. A mild concussion has symptoms for less than 15 minutes, and in a moderate, they're a little over 15 minutes. Excuse me there. And in severe, you are knocked unconscious and can go well over 15 minutes. Things that cause these are just, like I said, big impacts to the head. I have my own story about this. When I was in 7th grade, I played football and suffered a concussion. It was about 8:30 at night, and we were playing at the high school field, and I was chasing a guy running the football towards the end zone, and I vividly remember getting hit in the head very hard. I blacked out for a sec, and then when I came back to it, I was on the ground looking up at the sky and with a blistering headache. I ended up going to urgent care that night and got checked out by a doctor, and he told me I had a concussion. He said it was, he didn't really know what stage it was because it was early, and he said rest for a few days, and then he wanted to see me again. So I had no school, no sports, no TV, and no phone for a few days, and I slept for most of that part. And the reason this is because when you have a concussion, you want to have as least brain activity as possible, allowing your brain to relax and heal. But the only way to really help prevent concussions is wear helmets and things like that when you're playing sports like football and hockey and lacrosse. They're big concussion sports. And scientists are always trying to find better ways to help prevent, manage, and cure concussions. A few interesting facts about concussions is, first, people that have had one concussion are more likely to have another concussion in the future. At least 25% of concussions fail to get assessed by a medical personnel. And in U.S. athletes, in the U.S., about 300,000 concussions happen in a year. And less than 10% of people actually lose consciousness when they have a concussion.